happened? Did he get treated?
I guess he went to a doctor. But the smuts, that old snake, the big snake, he put smuts poison in him, you know. It just took a long time to get it worked out. Well, his body, his system just had to pass it off, you know, since he couldn't get it out any other way. It just had to.
Did he cut the wound and suck it?
I don't remember how he did, whether they did that or not. I doubt if he did. Just he and his brothers up on the hill are about halfway from here to Quentin, you know, it's quite a hill up there. There's up there, and the snake bit him.
I don't care much for that.
Well, my brother got bit by a copperhead one time. The old doctor lived up here about a mile and sent for him. All he did, when he come in, he took a big chew of tobacco and wet it, and then just tied that tobacco on the bites. You know, that's all he ever did.
How'd he make out? Have a hard time?
Well, he didn't seem to suffer for it much. It must have been a small snake and didn't have much for it.
I've been stung by a scorpion. Put my bare foot down on one and got hit.
Well, that's where he got these barefooted down at the old place. Stepped on a little rock pile and a snake was there.
Scary?
Well, they went back the next morning and killed him. That was after night. That's how I knew he was copperhead. Bad or something, the hard ends went up there the next morning and killed him.
But they got your brother treated.
Yeah, he was treated that night. This old doctor, he just, well, just like all the doctors in this country then, they just went to practice, you know, didn't have any schooling, just went to practice. That's about, I guess, about all he knew what to do. Probably a better horse doctor than he was a man doctor.
But when you were sick, you didn't care. You just wanted somebody to try.
Just do the best you could.
Do you have those fungus growths around here in the woods that look sort of like an umbrella?
Yes, not very much.
Do you have those that you can eat?
Well, I'm afraid to try it. They say that you can eat them. I've heard people living here that got those mushrooms, but you've got to know what kind to get or you get poison. I never do eat them.
What do you call the other kind, the kind that you can't eat?
Well, I call them toadstools, what I always like to call them.
Yeah.
Horse tools, some people call them that.
If someone does a favor for you, you say you're what to him?
Much obliged, or thank you.
Well, I was, would you say you're obligated or beholden?
Well, yeah, or appreciated. To be obligated to him, I guess you would be obligated.
Now, it's almost 11 o'clock. If I go away, may I come back this afternoon, or will you be busy?
Well, if you could, I'd rather you come back some other time.
Okay.
Because I've got a little business to attend to this evening.
Good enough. May I talk to you for a little while longer this morning, then?
Yeah, that'd be all right till you get.
What time would you like to have me leave this morning?
Well, why, you stay here.
No, I descended on you yesterday.
Well, that's all right. Just say 11:30 then.
All right. Do you have owls around here?
Yeah, several different kinds.
What kinds do you have?
Well, we've got the screech owl and the hoot owl and